as you want them. Welcome to the first edition of Tea Time, the fantasy football podcast dedicated to tea with Miss McGill Fantasy League. Hit the music.
Anything better than a glass of beer is Tea with Miss McGill.
All right, welcome to the first edition of Tea with Miss McGill podcast, going over our fantasy football league, here with special guest, owner and operator of...
by the Tallahassee Warhogs.
Owner of the Tallahassee Warhogs here himself, Craig Willis. How you doing today, Craig?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's an esteemed honor to be the first guest in this podcast in this wonderful studio I got here. So
beautiful couch. Although I have been here approximately 7 minutes, and you were drinking a beer, and I am not. So, that kind of stings.
Well, there's a cooler right to your left here. I mean, gotta teach your own here.
They're cold, too, so good job.
Yeah, well, didn't fail at everything. So, let's go to our first game of the weekend here. We got Wooderson.
All right.
Taking on the Crazy Canadiens, Marcel's team.
What a doozy.
Well, it wasn't exactly close. Apparently, Marcel didn't get the memo. In the NFL, you start a quarterback.
Well, CFL is a little bit different.
Yeah, the third down conversions are, you know, punts. But Carson Wentz, on the bench, never was going to play. Never.
Points for cheerleading? Or...
well, when we Big Dick Nick's out there, I'm not sure he's ever getting his job back. Let's just face it.
Well, he could have started Alex Smith and got a solid 11 points this week.
Yeah, that's a backup quarterback for you. Apparently, Shitty White Quarterbacks is the name of his team. But at least Drew Brees is 65 years old, still holding strong in there with 31 points.
Hey, I had him in my other league, and he was a gem.
Too bad they couldn't cover the spread, lost by 8 to, what's that old Browns or Bills quarterback's name?
The Amish Rifle.
The Amish Rifle that...
You're laughing, but you're looking very similar to these guys, sir.
Hey... Jada Jesus has no peers.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
It's true. But how shitty are the Bills that they cut him 4 years ago and he's still better than any quarterback they have in their roster?
It's a rebuilding process, bud. All right. Sometimes it takes 12 to 18 years.
It's just like you like your girls.
Trust in the system. Hey. Well.
Not much else.
If I don't ask, I like to pretend they're at least 18.
That's right. Not much else to tell about this game. The, all the guys on the bench, except for Randall Cobb for our Marcel, were pretty terrible as well. That would have brought it within 5 points, maybe, he could have lost by instead of 30. But can't shoot too high in the first week.
Somebody's got to be in last place. Might as well be the Crazy Canadian.
This game was a barn burner here. Mr. W. Wicklin against the old twat swats there, Mr. Boyle. 141.24 to 141.58.
That's got to sting a little.
That has to hurt just a little bit, mainly with, you know, I know he's from Detroit. He's got Matt Stafford starting on Monday Night Football.
Homeboy couldn't do it for him.
He shit his pants all over the stadium.
And it's surprising that you lose a matchup when you're starting tight end plays with Cleveland Browns. It's just a real shocker there.
Well, it
was
really
cash money, really.
It's really close. It should have been a tie. Let's face it. But he did leave old Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills, out of the freaking dead, for the 7-hour game, gets 26 points.
Yeah, I should definitely start him next week, Wick. He'll definitely repeat. He'll probably be a workhorse all season long for you. He's really proven that over his career in fantasy.
Yes. He was one of those guys that he drafted in 2015 that pissed you off. Now it's 2018.
Exactly.
And, of course, Boyle led by the greatest living American, Tom Brady. Doing what Tom Brady does, winning football games, putting up 20 points in fantasy.
I don't think I just had a bowel movement hearing that.
Something like that?
Pretty much.
The only question mark on his team seems to be his third wide receiver, Hogan. That guy is just not good.
Yep. Former Bill, we knew when to let go.
The Panther, they can really use Edelman. Is he still playing for them?
Is he, like, in jail or something? What's his deal?
I don't think he's in jail, but I do believe he is suspended for PEDs. Apparently, banging supermodels, you need to get a little Viagra and then a masking agent there.
Then sign me up.
So, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
But I do think that Wicklund has a lot of depth on his bench and quarterback, because Marcus Mariota is his backup, who put up 3 points. That's not even a misprint.
Marcel could have used that.
That's better than Marcel. You're correct.
Hey, can't knock Mariota when Marcel's throwing out dime tech quarterback.
Balls deep, Joey Sipp against dropping loads, Jeff Comerford. And the big problem with this matchup is the, what are those called, the avatars or pictures? Their logos for these two teams are disturbing.
Speak for yourself, Dave.
Elmo is getting butt-fucked by Grover, I do believe that last name is.
It's 2018, Dave. Let's be progressive here. Sex positive on this podcast.
Well, okay. You know, if furries are your thing, this is the team for you.
Finger here, there, never hurt.
I can understand that. And then, of course, the other picture is our good old friend of the show, Ron Jeremy, dropping a load on some young lass, I suppose.
I bet you she was 18.
Well, maybe. That looks like in the 70s, there were no rules in the 70s.
You know, the biggest thing I took out of this matchup, it was impressive that Joe Sipp got out of concussion protocol this week to be able to show up and pull out the big W. It's not easy to do.
It's true, and, you know, if there was a team that had Muppet getting butt-fucked, Ben Roethlisberger being the quarterback of that team pretty much makes sense, because that looks like it's going place in the bathroom.
The stars have all aligned.
The stars have aligned. You know, what has happened to dropping loads here? They were the first champion of this league, and since then, they have been dog shit. Let's talk about a 10th place finish last year, and now, again, 10th. Like, how do you go? Did they just get lucky the first year?
Jeff, that's got to hurt, being called out on the first podcast. Not a good start to week one on season three here after a tough second season.
It's a sophomore slump, and now we have junior just terribleness.
That's great. I'm sure he'll be wearing his Letterman jacket at the rink this week.
He always does.
Living in the past.
I mean, Deshaun Watson had 3 good games. Let's draft him early. That worked out well.
Hey, he's on a knee and a half.
I mean, this guy has RG3 written all over him.
Well, maybe half the crazy.
Okay. Half the god, half the crazy. But he did have nice performances from Matt Prater, missing, like, I think 3 field goals he missed there. Not good for
maybe
the...
You should try the other leg.
Well, he should have had another Bud Light, because we know he's a drunken. I mean, who gets fired from the Denver Broncos for being drunk? High, maybe, but drunk in Denver, really.
You don't get fired for being high. Signing bonus.
Should be. But at least he's got Le'Veon Bell, who we'll talk about a little bit later in this podcast when we talk about... actually, we missed that. Let's go back to Twat Swats. Picking up... What's this kid's name? Connor? James Connor? With the terrible haircut?
Big pickup. Well, let's see it.
I don't have it on here, but he's got the Patrick Kane mullet with lines and shit. It's terrible.
Lady killer.
So
I'm jealous.
He puts up 34 points coming out for Pittsburgh there. Le'Veon Bell sitting at home. Why would Pittsburgh ask him to come back at this point?
I don't see it.
I think Bell's out for at least next week, because it's not like they're going to be rushing to go, hey, we need you back. But he did put a tweet out that said that, shaking my head at them tying Cleveland Browns, which, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Well,
but
that's his next team, probably, so.
Yeah. Well, it's not like it was his backup that was the problem. He had 200 and some odd yards.
Beast.
Yeah. It's definitely Ben Roethlisberger, who does have the walking boot on this week. So we have an appearance already. All right. Now we're going to go to... I would say the guy that has had the best 2 combined seasons in this league, Mr. Bobby Thomas.
Hit him with a hind!
2nd place 2 years in a row. That's not easy to do.
Who?
Yeah, that guy. This guy.
Solidly coming in 2nd place.
2nd place.
And his wife's happy.
Yeah, well, that's why he's got all girls. He's 3 for 3 on that and 2 for 2 in 2nd places, so... One more year, I'll give him the runner-up money now, and he can just give them winning money to somebody else. That's the guy you do want to see in the finals, trust me.
But solid 152 on week one.
Yeah, I think it was the highest point total in the league. No, second highest, I'm sorry, point total in the league. But definitely came out swinging there. 20 points from 4 different guys, 11 from Miller. And he left 31 points on the bench with DeSean Jackson. Yes, that same DeSean Jackson from, was it 2014, 15? He was a good player?
Dave, we went over this. He's got the Amish rifle tossing him some balls.
That's true. I mean,
how are you not going to get that many points with the Amish rifle throwing matchup?
Yeah, and we have Sausage Mittens over here who, newsflash, breaking news, Matt Ryan, still terrible.
Yeah, well, he had one good year back in, like, 2012.
Right, and then he went to that Super Bowl, and Tom Brady ended his career.
I don't want to relive this, Dave.
It's 28-3, I believe, is what the...
Yeah, I was there.
Flag says.
It still hurts. Yeah. I'm not even a fan.
No, but thank God Atlanta doesn't get anything, because fuck that city. But, and also, the biggest standout of this game, Adrian Peterson, 22 points. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's wild. Wild to say the least. I mean, the other running back had a great game for Washington as well, so I don't know what they were doing.
I think the moral of the story is start whoever plays Arizona because they are dog shit.
And whoever Alex Smith hands the ball off to.
So that was pure beating, even with Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. How is he a top fantasy quarterback nowadays? How is that possible?
Pure gunslinger, sir. Pure gunslinger.
He's got small hands.
Hey, look at me. I got small hands. I can do some fun stuff.
That's not what she said. But Sausage Mittens, also a great improvement on the name, because I don't remember what his old name was, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah, who knows?
It was something with dicks, though.
Who cares? Probably. In his mouth? I don't know.
It's shocking. And we got another matchup here. This one's for Goldberg. Great logo. The mugshot that keeps on giving. That guy's a year younger than me. Right there. That gentleman in that photo is 1 year younger than me.
I can't even make a joke about your looks right now, Dave. It's pretty brutal.
When compared to a good enough target, that is it.
Pretty strong start for the goalie in the league this year. And it's a goalie-on-goalie matchup here.
Yeah, goalie-on-goalie crime is what I like to call this. Because OJ's parole reward was... pure and utter garbage. Russell Wilson, Odell Beckham, just fine. The rest of his team didn't put up double digits. How the hell is that even possible in the first week?
Well, he did start a Buffalo Bill, so that's probably step one.
Hey, that game was a ball game for at least the first 4 minutes.
It was a good kickoff.
Solid kickoff. Three and out on the first one. Didn't get returned.
Sure. Hey, we hit 100 yards total offense in the third quarter.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. 47-3.
Hey, building blocks, baby steps, Dave. Baby steps.
They were a playoff team.
Long season.
They were a playoff team.
Darn right they were.
Playoff team last year, nothing this year. But I really do think that OJ's parole board, young Joshua here, has been spending way too much time complimenting his girlfriend on Facebook and not enough time paying attention to his lineup.
It's an aggressive game he's got on that on the Facebook. I can tell you what.
Holy shit. He better have fucked another girl if he's going to put up that much garbage on Facebook.
Paint it forward, Dave. Paint it forward. And one last comment. I appreciate him taking my nut off as his picture. It was hard to look at every week last year, and he's finally made the right move and removed it from the internet. Hopefully forever.
I've seen it recently. I think it's still out there in the hemisphere. But then you get even more embarrassing than his team is his bench. LeGarrette Blount, minus 0.3 points. That's minus 0.3 points.
Well, good thing he didn't start.
Yeah. Sammy Watkins. Why?
Again. Buffalo got rid of him. We could pat ourselves on the back there.
Yeah. Pierre Garçon, because he still thinks Peyton Manning's throwing to him.
We're going back to 2008 with that one.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you. It's an awful-looking roster there. He's got a spot open. He doesn't even have a full bench. He's dropping guys so fast. Waiver wire is going to be mighty busy for young Josh here.
He runs a tight ship.
So, the most important game of the weekend in this room was definitely Ginger Zegers versus the Tallahassee Warhogs. That was a beating? Is that what you call that?
Really hoping we forget about this one, Mr. Dave.
Well, it's really hard to forget. That's... Week one, you know, start off a little slow. I only put up 140 points, so it's really, you know, not that great. But luckily, you put up 98. You know, triple digits are difficult.
Yeah, I had a lot of holdouts in camp, so we're just, you know, haven't really gotten the gel for the team together. So looking for a strong week two into week three for sure.
Yeah. Chris Thompson did have a great game on your bench.
Again, the backup running back for Washington.
Yeah, so we can expect him never to do that again. Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm dumb enough to play him next week, and then he's sure as shit going to get 2.7 points.
Yes. Of course, led by Cam Newton there at quarterback. He looks like absolute garbage every game, but all he does is put up 20 fantasy points and win.
Yeah, that's it's hard to swallow when Cam Newton beats Aaron Rodgers in fantasy, but I'm really thinking if Aaron Rodgers didn't miss that one series, I really could have given you a fight on this one.
Well, actually, Rodgers did get more points than him eventually, but it took a while. And this guy, are you concerned about his MCL just blowing apart by week two?
Choosing not to think about that, Dave.
Because
really choosing not to think about
it. After watching the first half of the first game, there is no chance he plays all 16 games this year.
He played the second half. He came back and played. I mean,
adrenaline and that Teradol, is that the drug they give all those players?
Danica pussy.
That's what saved him? So he went back in the locker room and got some Danica pussy, and then he came out and got that touchdown.
Hey, connecting dots here, Dave. That's all I can do.
I only have one flaw in that theory, because it's a good theory, is if that was the theory, how come Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was still dog shit?
That's fair.
That's, I mean,
maybe she was holding out. Who knows?
Yeah, and it didn't do anything for her in her career either, because she was also terrible.
Can I, a little self-incriminating moment here? I drafted the LA defense, and at the time, during the draft, I could have sworn that was the Rams.
That is confusing. That is a little bit harsh, you know. I get those teams that don't matter confused as well.
Almost a 10-point swing on my projected to my total score. Negative 3 points. That was a kick in the dick.
That is terrible. Luckily, I have the Detroit Lions defense, who in fantasy were not bad. In real life, they were embarrassing.
You think?
I do think. The only bright spot of that game for the Detroit Lions is I am going to hammer them next week and every week thereafter, because on national television, probably their only national televised game this year,
let's hope.
They got embarrassed so bad, by the Jets.
The J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
I have not looked at their line this week, but they must be like plus 30.
Yeah, hammer.
Yeah, there's no way they can play that bad 2 weeks in a row. Matt Patricia is a better coach than that.
Throw the mortgage payment on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily, I don't even have to pay the mortgage payment. As you can see, I'm squatting.
Can I say something here? This is the second time I've been in your lovely girlfriend's home. Once a year, it seems, I get invited over here, so... I'm looking forward to 2019, but you weren't really living here last time I was here, and I can tell you, you've really made this place look like shit.
Well,
she had it pretty nice before.
It's I kind of rubbed that off. There's a nice little trophy over there on the stand there. Take a look at that one.
You got that engraved all yourself, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got to drop it off to the sponsor. They get new jerseys, they get a trophy.
Mouthguard 2.0 over here.
You know, you got to keep the sponsors
you
happy.
You keep the jersey now?
No, we get
that. I mean, the trophy?
No, it's going to Plague this Friday. Come on out, one and all. Friday, 8 o'clock, Blind Pig, party for the pig.
In a hurricane? We're going to go in a hurricane?
Well, Craig, it's called the Hurricane Party.
It's like,
what else are we going to do?
I did stock up on booze yesterday, so.
And if you checked out the weather report, the hurricane will not be here
till
Saturday.
That is a straight mouth guard move. You got that thing engraved with not only your name, but the final score.
Well, I mean, obviously you got to warm that in.
Holy shit. When's the commemorative t-shirts coming out?
Oh, we do not get commemorative t-shirts. We're getting new jerseys next week.
No, you're not buying them for yourselves?
Nope. That was for the sponsor. So they give us new jerseys.
Sticking with the pink?
They're pink, but they're different. Okay. You know, we are, like you said, progressive 2018. Pink is the way to go.
Sure. But we can't, you know, butt fuck furries.
Professional. But let's look forward to week number two of the season. And the matchup I got circled on my calendar is Goldberg versus Hit Him with the Hein here. The battle of the top two point getters last week. And one of them is terrible at hockey, and the other one is a goalie.
I'm still confusing which is which.
Well, he's your goalie, so you can bag on him. I will say nothing bad about him because I have to snipe him this Sunday.
Come on, buddy. That's some strong words right there coming at you.
Well, I just don't predict good things for your team.
Hey, new year, new team. We got a strong focus this year.
Well, you do have strong focus, and you do have the brightest jerseys in the league.
Yep. So
I'm glad they let you use them this winter, since we know AC doesn't play the summer season, so he took his jerseys back, and now I'll give them back to you. It's very nice.
You only bring them out when the true seasons matter. No one cares about summer.
No one cares about
whoever won that league.
I was under protest. The ice was bad, I heard. At least the Zamboni worked during the summer.
Yeah.
The other big matchup is, again, the furry team. I think that we changed the name from Balls Deep to just the Furries, Team Furry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do against the Twat Swats there. I do think that even though the projected points are going Joe's way, I really do think Boyle's going to take this one out. He's still bet against Tom Brady.
I don't think you need to give him any more confidence.
Well, you build him up, then you can tear him down.
Have you spoken to Boyle?
One time. Worst day of my life. So that's pretty much concludes the game wrap-up portion of the podcast. Let's go into the interview segment here.
Oh, I did not expect this.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to talk to you about your fantasy history, because I was looking it up on here. And what the bag is on you, you're not good at fantasy sports.
No, I like to focus on my on-ice abilities.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Because overall, let's look at this. You've been playing fantasy sports since 2008.
Yep, that's correct.
You have one trophy.
Hey, it's on the mantle.
Yeah, well, the thing is with that trophy is it was in fantasy baseball, and I picked your team.
Yep, and it was a sweet year. I think we lost one week.
Yeah, yes, we went to, yes. I don't know how many weeks started baseball season, but it was like 30, and it was 30 in one.
Oh, no, well, timeout. This is only Yahoo. I have won one on ESPN, a league in fantasy football.
Oh, is that with the family league?
No, my work league.
Oh, the work league. How much is that for? Like $7?
Yeah, $10.
Well, that's you know what that'll get you?
A foot long.
A $5 football long and a USB of child porn.
that's a low blow, Dave.
It's not my fault. I mean, he was in the Elmo position all week last week. Just take a look at where Elmo was doing right there. He was in that position.
We are getting sidetracked here.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what is your toughest fantasy defeat there that really stung?
Oh, what really stung? Well, Dave, I feel like everyone stings, and you're trying to learn something from it. But I did lose in a championship game several years ago in a different league. What really stung was the guy who beat me offered to split the money 50-50 a few days before the game, and I refused because I was so confident I would kick his ass. And then I did not, and I lost out on a few $100 there. So when you hit my wallet, that's what really stings with me.
That is a pigeon move right there. Fucking pigeon. Should have taken the money. Always cash.
You gotta have confidence in your team.
Well, I wouldn't this year.
I'm calling for a strong second half of the season into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens there.
Are you even favored next week? Let's look.
Probably not.
That would.
I don't have
to tell you. Oh, well, never mind. You are playing a bye week. You're playing Josh.
Winner, winner.
Yeah.
I don't even have to tight end yet.
Yeah, you can circle that one in the calendar just the way everyone else circles the Browns.
Well, I was going to say, somebody has to be the Cleveland team in our league.
Yeah. Or in his case, he's from Florida, so the Dolphins are basically the exact same.
We can sort of side bet. Who's going to finish last? Josh or Marcel?
Well, if Marcel keeps doing the bold moves like, no quarterback, probably Marcel.
Right.
But,
that's a fair statement.
He did get, I think he's getting shoulder surgery, so I don't know if it's his mouse hand.
Clicking arm.
Clicking arm. I mean, that's maybe what happened with his lineup.
I jerk off. Now I'm starting to get worried for him.
Well, I think he's got a new girlfriend.
A new one?
Well, I mean, not his wife, a new girl, a girlfriend.
Oh.
It was a statement of fact. That was
they've been dating. It's the same one they've been dating for quite a while now.
Well, okay.
So yeah, he has a girlfriend.
A girlfriend. I apologize. Not new. Hey, it's new. Get married for 20 years. 1 year, it's still new.
Tell me about it.
Well, we're not gonna go into that. I was trying to keep this above board here. We don't have 3 months to waste on a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are aware, but that's all right. So I think that'll conclude this week's podcast before we get too off the rails and really embarrass Craig, who, by the way, is wearing a strip club t-shirt to the podcast. Very professional. His t-shirt says, "I used to be fucking stupid, and then we broke up." So that explains all of his ex-girlfriends and wives in one t-shirt.
Just one wife.
Oh, just one wife.
So far.
So far. Well, the third one's going to be the good one. So get that second one out of the way.
Fingers crossed.
And if not, marry for money.
You know what? Cougar hunting is a favorite pastime.
Craig, this is a part of the podcast where I have to be serious with you. It's no longer cougar hunting when you're also in your mid-30s. That's just...
Whoa!
That's just girls you date.
Whoa! I'm talking, you know, 40s, 50s.
That's just wrong.
Why? They have money. I thought we were talking about marrying for money here.
I'm just saying that, you know, to be a cougar, you're supposed to be in your 20s.
Well, that seems like a bullshit rule.
Well, that's all right. Show them your tattoo and your bank account, and they'll think you're 20.
Boom.
And on that note, we're ending the podcast before he gets to think of something to say to me. Thank you, good night, and good luck next week.